Now, back we go to what's happened here with this Human Rights Commission president, Gillian Triggs. The Secretary of the Department of Immigration is Martin Bowles, and Scott Morrison is the minister. Now, this goes a bit longer than the other audio, but this is the tone of what Scott Morrison and Martin Bowles are about to put up with this morning.
People on Christmas Island are being detained in a prison, effectively. Right, people in rural and communities in Australia are in the main there because they want to be there. There's a very real difference in the duty that you have in terms of medical services.
Sorry, President. Can I just really take offence at some of those emotive statements yet again? It is not fair to characterise the detention system as a jail or whatever form of words you want to use. That is offensive to the professionalism, again, of the many people who are trying to do a job.
I'm concerned about the conditions. There is no doubt that on an island that is 4 hours flight from Western Australia with a landing strip that is debatable or sometimes unsafe so you can't land planes, and where many people have to be flown out for basic medical care. They are inside. I've been there three times. You cannot get into any of the sections without going through armed guards, etc., etc. I don't need to...
We do not have armed guards, President. I'd like you to acknowledge that.
I'm not sure that I've...
We do not have armed guards.
I will check that, but my understanding is that some of those guards are armed.
I've been through those checkpoints three times. I would like you to check that, and I would like you to retract that.
Madam President, this is
are locked detentions. To pretend that they're not in remote islands...
Nobody is pretending anything of the sort. Yeah. It is detention, absolutely, in the context of the policy. It is administrative detention.
On any analysis, that is either locked detention or a prison, whatever word.
You would have been to many jails and prisons.
Indeed.
And are you suggesting that Long Bay Jail is the same as a pool-fenced alternative place of detention at Phosphate Hill on Christmas Island?
I would like to move on.
Well, she's moved on. Professor Gillian Triggs is the president of the Australian Human Rights Commission, taking up her appointment by the Commonwealth Attorney General in 2012. She was Dean of Faculty of Law and Chalice Professor of International Law at the University of Sydney from 07 to 12, Director of the British Institute of International Comparative Law from 05 to 07. She's a former barrister with 7 Wentworth Chambers and a Governor of the College of Law. She graduated in law from the University of Melbourne in 1968, where she gained a PhD in 1982. She has combined an academic career with international commercial legal practice and worked with governments and international organisations on human rights law. She hopes to focus her presidency on the implementation in Australian law of human rights treaties to which Australia is a party. She's married to Alan Brown AM, a former Australian diplomat. She lives in Sydney. The one thing about it is that she didn't seem to back away or retract that she'd seen armed guards on Christmas Island. And there aren't armed guards on Christmas Island, and she wouldn't concede that point to Martin Bowles or the minister himself.